This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Steve Rosenblum. Mike Esposito on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Shredding!
We got to get somebody to break up the air guitaring in here.
Welcome and welcome back. Steve Rosenblum, Mike Esposito, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are going to say goodbye. We want to thank our guests, Herb Howard, Bears beat reporter for the Bigs, Bruce Levine, Chicago baseball reporting legend for The Score, Inside the Clubhouse every Saturday, 9 o'clock, and John Greenberg, founding editor and senior columnist for The Athletic, Tyler Farengol for getting everything except Bill Murray singing the Star Wars thing. You know, 1977 today, Rami, Star Wars came out.
I heard this, you guys talking movie, about that.
And we played the music, and we're talking about, because all I can get out of my head is, Star Wars, you beautiful. And then Tyler says, I got it for you. And Mike walks it up later on in the segment. And then we hear Bruce Marchand talking about Dairy Queen. So, Saturday suckage on Monday. It's a holiday you can. We're welcoming in Rami Maklouf. Sorry.
You all right there?
Follow that.
Maybe we need Bill Murray now. Yeah. I don't know.
Star Wars. Did you try the cookies back there? The chocolate?
I did not. I'm trying to drop some pounds right now, gentlemen. I'm about 24 pounds in. So I don't want to ruin it. And there's going to be cookouts later today. I got to watch things. You know what I mean? I got to watch the calorie budget today.
Yeah, my otter made them. Chocolate chip cookies.
They are delicious. That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
All right. It's well, tempting. Then more for us then.
But I appreciate it.
So I'll ask you, would you trade PCA for Paul Skeens?
I was listening to that coming in, you guys, and Paul Skeens is amazing. And I just love watching that guy pitch. Baseball value aside and how much he helped. I love watching Paul Skeens pitch. Mm-hmm. It's an absolute joy.
Yep.
And I was thinking about it driving in, and I saw what I'm assuming is the article from Ken Rosenthal on The Athletic that spurred this idea for you?
Well, the idea that he could be traded,
sure,
which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the Pittsburgh ownership having something to do with it. And then the whole, the sports talk idea of, well, this is an MVP candidate, mm-hmm, for PCA. Look at the way he's playing. And his WAR number is behind only Aaron Judge. And here's a guy who came on last year and he was a Cy Young. I mean, he was that guy.
Yeah.
So would you do it with the Cubs down Justin Steele for all year, Shota right now, and pitching being the most important? And here's this lineup beating the crap out of their own pitching, covering up, deodorizing their own pitching.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way we're living with the Cubs right now. So
it's worth considering. And when I saw the article from Rosenthal last, I started thinking, like, where do you start with a Paul Skeens trade? Who are the prospects that you might throw in? The thought of PCA never crossed my mind. That's what makes you guys as brilliant as you are.
I'll take no credit for that, Robbie.
And it's, like I said, worth considering. I I don't think I'd do it just because of the everyday impact of a Pete Crow Armstrong and taking that bat out of your lineup on an everyday basis. I just don't know. Now, who knows what's coming back in that trade? If you're getting an outfielder who's sort of, nobody's going to fill the void completely of what you're losing in a PCA, and both in his defense and center field and the offense that he brings. It depends what the whole package was and what else you were getting back in return and how you fill that hole in center field. But I think I'd lean no. I think I'd lean no. I'm not trading an everyday MVP candidate for a Cy Young candidate. Even a guy who might be the best pitcher in baseball here for the next, I don't know, 5 years. If everything goes right for a Paul Skeens for at least the next 5 years, I could see him being the best pitcher in baseball. That's tempting, but I think no. I'm keeping the MVP center fielder who does everything well.
I agree with Rami, and Bruce hit the nail on the head to my reasoning in that you're an assumed arm injury away from Paul
Skeens.
That's
the other
thing.
Not yeah.
pitching for you for a year. Just like we like our Bears draft picks pre-injured.
Yeah.
You know Paul Skeens will have elbow surgery at some point, right? So yeah. That's why I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, that's almost inevitable with pitchers now, isn't it?
It is, when they're thrown hard.
Yeah, that there's some sort of major surgery in the future and on the horizon. That might be next year, might be 2 years from now, 3 years from now. I'm very much in win now mode when it comes to the Cubs, and the thought of giving up everything you'd have to give, especially if it's a PCA for a Paul Skeens, and then later this year or next year he goes down and has to get Tommy John surgery, and that completely sidetracks your World Series hopes and aspirations.
Would you let the idea of a work stoppage in 27 encourage you to make the trade, stop you from thinking the way you do? Long term, perhaps you're right. That there's going to be, we saw with Kerry Wood. We know that stuff happens. Yeah. We see it with a lot of players. But if you know in 2 years, you talk about win now, who helps you win now?
I think Pete Crow Armstrong. I mean, if what we're seeing right now is legit, and this is who he is day in and day out, like I said, doing everything well for you and in the lineup every day, I think as good as Paul Skeens is, an MVP candidate at a premium position, when you're talking about center field, I think that helps you win more now than a Paul Skeens does.
The idea of what the Dodgers did last year, where they seemed to have among all their many riches were pitchers.
Yeah.
And in the World Series, they're throwing a bullpen game.
Yeah.
Would lend credence to saying, keep this guy. We need all the bats we can get. I mean, that's a stronger part of the argument. I'm not lobbying either way. I just want to hear what people say. And Cub fans, this may come as a surprise to you. They love their guys.
Well, yes.
Blown up. I was blown up everywhere with that.
Well, and if you rewind 2 months when you went into the season, you're like, oh, well, we have all-star candidates in our rotation. Shota, Hurt, Steele out for the year, yeah. right? So that happens every year. And, you know, the Dodgers are a great example. They have like 9 starting pitchers, but they're still, because Kershaw is still out. Glasnow has been hurt. Shohei is still not back. I mean, they have tons of injuries up and down that rotation too.
And I just think one of the evolutions of baseball now, not to discredit or anything, a pitcher the caliber of a Paul Skeens and having a true ace like that, I think that still means something in baseball. But one of the evolutions of baseball is teams have found different ways to get quality pitching. And whether it's through their development and all the advancements that we have and how to develop pitchers physically and their approach and their attack to hitters and everything else with all the data that you have behind that, or it's doing it by committee like you mentioned, Steve. Teams have found creative ways to get quality pitching. It's hard to find creative ways to get the production that you're getting out of a center fielder that you're getting out of PCA every day.
Every place, defensively, as well as on the bases, the way he runs the bases, turning a single into a triple, and the way he causes problems for the other team and even veteran players, you see, they go, wait, where is this guy? That kind of thing. So before we get out of here and let you get on with your restoring what's left of your radio career after we've ruined it.
trying, yes.
The idea of what Caleb, LaFaire Caleb, what do you think?
I don't disagree with anything that he said, and he's right about it, and it was all proven out that he was right about it the way that his rookie year played out. I don't know what, and I don't know. I feel like we have. I kept when the story came out, I kept on clarifying for people because I think it's important that even the quotes attributed to Caleb Williams in there, that's his dad.
It's from his dad.
That's his dad saying what Caleb told him. Like it's a secondhand account. So I'm not blaming Caleb for this. I don't know what the Williams family gets out of putting this out there. You know, now that he's been drafted and played a year in Chicago already and is going to be here for the next 3 years at least, we assume, why are you talking to Seth Wickersham about this now, knowing the waves that it's going to cause, and just make another thing that Caleb and the Bears have to deal? Like, you were worried about the challenges he was facing coming into the league, going to an organization like the Bears with the history that they have. You just presented another challenge for him by putting this out there in the world and in the media, and something else for us all to talk about and to ask him about, and for people to have questions about Caleb Williams because of. You know, and I don't know why they felt a need, or if it was just his dad and didn't consult with Caleb at all about it beforehand. Either way, I don't understand why or what you get out of putting this out there now. That's the only thing about it that bothers me.
I agree with you. Like, is this showbiz parenting kind of thing, like with Carl Williams? I mean, why? What is there to gain,
right,
from doing this? That's my.
So
thought
if
as
he
well.
Fails, you can go, see, we told you. Like, to me, that's the only thing that you get out of this, is preemptively having an excuse or a reason why he doesn't turn out to be the quarterback that so many people thought he would be. And 3 years from now, you can point back and go, we knew this was going to happen. Look, we told you this was going to happen.
But knowing that was, I think this was reporting that was done all along. I don't think this is recent thoughts from Carl Williams,
sure,
and
yeah,
Caleb.
But to put
so
it on
go
in
back,
ink, you
to
know?
Go back a year and think, this is what we're thinking, this is what we went through. What did you guys think when this happened? I'm dying to know what the plan was for nuking the city.
That was an interesting little tidbit in that story.
I'm interested to know how would you do that? And he must have been, Carl Williams must have been in consultation for Caleb to actually say that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
He got it from Dad, and Dad's plan was beyond putting ketchup on a hot dog. What was the plan? How would you do that? How would you make the city hate you?
Right. Like
donning a Green Bay jersey would do it. I don't know what that involved, but I'd be dying to know.
Short of just completely trashing the Bears, like, they're a bad organization.
Not short of,
they've never had a good quarterback, and I can't go there and be successful, and their coaching sucks. I mean, I'm spitballing here.
Maybe that's why Caleb Williams would tell anybody and everybody who would listen that his favorite quarterback and the guy he modeled his game after was Aaron Rodgers. Maybe that was like a test balloon, him throwing.
I never thought of that. That's good.
I mean?
There you go.
To make Bears fans turn on him. I don't know what you would say. Like, I don't. And why? Again, that's another thing of like, why? What you could go after the Bears all you want. And I think a lot of people, like I just did, would go, yeah, you got a point.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I don't know why you feel the need to quote unquote nuke the city if you're trying to wiggle your way out of playing for the Bears and what exactly that would look like. I was curious too when I saw that note in that story.
I guess we're going to find out eventually. So anyways, what do you got planned? What's on your show
today? Lots of Cubs talk coming up today. We will get into the Caleb Williams thing and that everybody is talking about him now, not necessarily in the way that you want folks talking about him. And Alex Cohn, Cubs play-by-play announcer for Marquee Sports Network.
Beautiful.
He will be here at 11 o'clock to talk some Cubs. And plenty of calls and text, 312-644-6767.
He's Rami Makhlouf.
Or you could give out Steve's personal phone number.
Yeah. Wow, that almost happened. That's right. Or you could just make up a number. I did that the other day.
We were talking before we came on here. I do some stuff for our sister station in Milwaukee. Uh-huh. Yeah. At least once a show. No matter which station I'm working on, I give the other station's numbers. At least once. So stay tuned for that at some point today.
You know what? It's part of the umbrella brand.
Exactly.
You're doing good.
Exactly.
There you go.
I'm Steve Rosenblum, Mike Esposito. Rami Makhlouf is next on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.